On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, corned beef and cabbage, not just for March meals. Corned beef and cabbage, Ireland and leprechauns, all a part of the St. Patrick's Day celebration, right? Actually, these foods often associated with the holiday are not tied to Irish history at all. At any rate, it's worth learning more about them and how to include them in your diet. For cabbage, eating it more than once a year is a great idea since it has no fat, is low in calories, high in vitamin C, and a source of fiber, calcium, iron, and folic acid. Most cabbages have firm, compact leaves and are much heavier than leafy heads of lettuce similar in size. Cabbage can be shredded and used raw as the main ingredient for coleslaw or added to green salads and tacos in place of lettuce. It can also be steamed and eaten hot with butter and seasonings or sautéed with other fresh veggies. Boiling it may be the least tasty and nutritious way to prepare cabbage, regardless of what tradition touts. This is due to the leaching of color, flavor, and nutrients out of the vegetable into the water. Another way to prepare cabbage is a sauerkraut, but making it is a time-consuming process. As for corned beef, corned refers to the coarse grains of salt rubbed on the meat or added to a brine mixture. A flavor-curing brine can be made by mixing pickling spices such as mustard seed, allspice, coriander, and garlic with water. Commercially prepared corned beef can be purchased fresh from delis, butcher counters, or in cans. These tend to have similar appearance and taste. However, specialty shops that sell fresh corned beef or home recipes can vary substantially. Should you decide to make your own corned beef, recipes abound online, so choose one from a site you trust. After the brining solution is created, the process takes about 5 days, so be sure to take this into account if corned beef is on the menu for an upcoming family meal or gathering. Brisket is the cut of beef used for making corned beef. It's considered a lean cut of beef and is relatively nutrition-dense, containing potassium, iron, zinc, key B vitamins, and oleic acid. The dietary downside to making brisket into corned beef is the increased amount of sodium absorbed from the brine. Whatever your St. Patrick's Day cooking and dining traditions, remember that you can enjoy corned beef and cabbage year-round, not just for March meals.